Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today on the show, I'm so excited we have a brand new guest with us who has not been with us before. Kim Regnitz is here with us today, and we're going to be talking about and experiencing harnessing quantum magic and alchemy through I Am Embodiment. And so today we're going to be experiencing a holographic magical activation. And already, I was just talking to Kim, and she was telling me that already the energy is the vibration of the call is already raising. So there's lots of energy coming in, lots flowing in. The Ascended Masters and all of our support teams are already present on the call. So this is going to be a great call to upgrade your frequency and your vibration. And we're going to be talking to Kim about, you know, the I Am embodiment, the I Am presence, the alchemy, and so much more. I don't even know where we're going to start yet, but we will. And for those of you who don't know Kim, she is a multidimensional master, a vibrational, intuitive, and a conscious channel of the I Am frequency, assisting others to the deepest levels of awakening and transformation. And Kim came in as an awakened, enlightened soul, always feeling the connection and comfort of being in nature and playing with the elementals. And being extremely sensitive, you would often find her in or around water. I love that. And in the late 1980s, around the time of the harmonic convergence, she experienced a unique consciousness and her life changed dramatically. So we'll talk about that and a lot more in just a moment. So Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lara. I'm so pleased to be here.
And, you know, I'm so glad because there's so much for us to discuss, so much for us to experience. And because it is the first time that you are on our show, can you just take a little bit of time, just a few moments, and just talk about your journey, how you got started with your work and your healing abilities and capacities, and just a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes, thank you. I'm always interested by that question. Like, where do I begin? Where do I
right.
begin? Well, interesting. I'm going to start with, I've always been ultra sensitive, and I use astrology as a study of cycles, and I've always been interested in that, even in early high school days and so forth. But I came in as Leo with Cancer rising and a Virgo moon, which is really interesting because your rising sign, for those of you who know astrology, is kind of like your interviewer personality. It's like the frame or the lens that you see everything else. Everything gets flavored by that ascendant. And so Cancer is the mood of the public. It's ruled by the moon and the emotions and water. And interestingly enough, I've always found myself around water, even as a child. Both my grandparents had lake cottages. So we would spend a good part of our, almost sometimes three quarters of a year, at either one cottage or another. So I really got to experience and play around water, which I really felt at home with. And that seemed to soothe that Cancer energy that could feel a lot of times what was happening with other people. I could feel their thoughts. I could hear their thoughts. I could feel the energy around them. And for a lot of times, I felt it was my own energy. And it wasn't until I really, I believe it was like in 1990s when I really, Spirit really brought in the Christ consciousness energy, that I really got in touch with, okay, really knowing myself and what's mine and what's others. But I used to, like a psychic sponge, take on everything. And so it was very difficult through my childhood and teenage years. My family moved around a lot. Plus, we were raised Catholic, and that's really been interesting. And again, I'm just going to share about my journey. If it resonates with you, great. If not, that's okay. But I really had to just disassociate with any kind of religion of any sort. Because even as a first grader, I went through parochial school, and it just felt off. Something felt off. I saw abuse of nuns. It just was really, really interesting. It was almost like what I was seeing was not what was being, it was different than what was being perpetuated. So that was really interesting as a dichotomy. And our family moved around a lot. I only went to parochial school a few, maybe through sixth grade, which was a fair amount because you're in download until age seven. And so there was a lot of unplugging, if you will, from a lot of what I was taught. Mm-hmm. I had three different walk-in experiences. And what I mean by that, there's a lot of miscommunication and confusion around walk-in. But what it means is that my soul upgraded. It was like a greater part of the soul tribe actually incarnated or descended through my being. And so I went through several big, really big shifts. In the 1990s, it was Christ consciousness, right after the harmonic convergence. And we had lived in an area, I'm from Wisconsin. I have traveled quite a bit, but I always found myself back to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has a unique vibration. In fact, the Midwest does in general. One of the 12 etheric temples is located in this area. But I moved from a city where meditation and talking about spirit was very prevalent to north central Wisconsin, where it was a very close-knit farm community, a lot of Polish Catholics, bless love. But you did not talk about anything like what I was used to. And so I learned really quickly. And it almost was like I shut myself down a bit again, only to have that just almost had to reawaken again then in the early 1990s. So that was really interesting. So do you want me to continue or?
No, that's great. And thank you for sharing that, because it is interesting to hear people's journeys, right? Because a lot of times, you know, the callers and listeners, you know, they think that they're the only ones, right, going through something or experiencing something. And when we hear about other people, then it's like, oh, cool. I'm not the only one. I'm not crazy. There's other people who have gone through something similar, you know, maybe not exactly the same, but definitely something similar. So we can all resonate and we can all relate to you. So thank you for sharing that. It really does make a difference. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if I may share something, a little bit more. One of my biggest awakenings in 1990s was I had gotten married, and it was under the safety of marriage that I was able to explore the fact that I had repressed sexual abuse. And so that was really traumatic. That was probably one of my biggest awakening, even though I did come in with the awareness of an awakened state of being, but the sexual abuse, that brought in a whole other piece. And then I started, healing through that and then helping others through that and realizing that when we come in through that lens, we are actually here to uplift everyone that was participatory with that, not only my ancestral lineage, but everyone who has ever had that experience. And let me tell you, it's really, really prevalent with many people.
Sadly it is, and you know, surprisingly sometimes, because there's still such a stigma around that, right? People don't talk about it, people don't share.
Even though,
you know, they had the big Me Too movement, but still I think there's a lot of people that still don't share.
That just scratched the surface. But with the ascension process, what is happening is we are activating these first three chakras. You know, when somebody first awakens, they really enjoy the upper chakras because even they can bliss out, but that's not what it's about. It is about diving into the energy of those first three chakras. And then multidimensionally, what is happening. And that's what we're seeing on the planet right now. It looks like everything is getting worse. But in actuality, everything is getting better. It's the light that's pushing all of that to the surface.
Right.
So the
and
too,
we need to see it. We need to acknowledge it, right, before we can actually heal it or move forward. We can't keep it repressed.
Yes. Right? Yes. And through the observer lens. And then allowing our stories to drop around all of that and let ourselves feel the energy that got repressed. There's so much repressed emotion. And then the ego energy that comes in, which is literally allowing your energy to dissipate or leak. So when you're in the ego energy, it's literally a scattering of your energy. And the ego is doubt. We all know it. We think we know what the ego is, especially the wounded ego when it acts out. But really, ego, anytime you have fear or doubt, that's a sign of the ego consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. where your fear ends, your power begins. And so when you're in fear, you connect up with everyone on the planet that's in fear. So,
right. And there's, well, right now there's a lot of fear in this industry and you know, collectively, you know, and especially like this week, you know, with the cathedral, Notre Dame Cathedral burning down or fire there. There's a lot of energy and intensity and questions about all of that too. And a lot of fear was brought up because of that, right?
Yes. And then especially as we're going into, well, at least in the U.S., well, we're going into the Good Friday and the Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that coming up and being, the pot got stirred, so to speak. And so,
yeah.
Yeah. And
but
I'm
a good
feeling
thing.
It is. Oh, definitely. Nothing changes until something moves.
Yeah.
But, Alara, am I able to use a sound tone? I am a conscious channel for the I am frequencies, and oftentimes sound tones
mm-hmm.
come through me, the language of light through sound. And just to dissipate some of this fear that I'm feeling,
mm-hmm.
may I use a sound
absolutely.
Tone?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I invite everybody just to focus in the area of their heart and just to let go, take a deep breath, roll your shoulders forward, up and back. And just take a deep breath in and give your body a little shake. Let all that go. Ooh, there we go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, your voice changed. Your voice changed, Alara. Did it?
Good. That's a good thing. I'm gonna take it as a good thing. I just wanted to say really quickly, too, for everyone who is listening now or listening later, also that this is a sacred space. So if there is something coming up for you where you might be feeling vulnerable, know that this is a sacred space. And, you know, if you have the desire or the need or the urge to share a little bit about your experiences or what you're experiencing right now, you know, feel free. So you can type questions and comments and feedback in the Q&A. And if you have questions, we're going to be taking some live caller questions too. You can hit *2. To raise your hand, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there in case something, because we were talking about some pretty heavy-duty stuff, and so if something is coming up for you, this is a sacred space, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kim, for that. And yeah, absolutely. Anytime you want to do some toning, feel free. I love light language. I love toning. I love sound healing is the new way of healing, right? And it is quite powerful, isn't it?
It is. And oftentimes I just hear tone coming through. And so I don't, sometimes I get the, where the direction of that tone goes or what the information is, as light as information as it comes through. But oftentimes I just don't, it's just like I don't have to know. We don't have to know. It bypasses that linear thinking. For this right now, that tone that came through was about focusing and centering and releasing the fear around the collective fear that you may be noticing for many of you that are sensitive. And fear can show up as overwhelmment. It can show up as anxiety. And it may not be yours. We're all part of the collective consciousness. And truly, there is no such thing as individual work. As you shift your patterns of who is not you, of who you are not, it is for the collective. Okay, so there really is no such thing as personal work. It's a personal piece, perhaps, that you are doing, but it is for everyone's benefits.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more about the I am, like not just the I am, you know, statements, because we've been working with those for quite a while, but about, you know, aligning with the I am frequency and embodying this I am frequency. What does that mean and what does that look like and how can we use that in our day-to-day life to, you know, help with our ascension, to guide us to moving forward in our ascension in our lives and to maybe clear some stuff that may be heavy or not working for us anymore.
Yes, well, I'm glad you asked. That's one of my favorite subjects. So first off, many of us have learned the concept of higher self or work with our higher self or guides or so forth. Let me ask you this, and just tap into this as an experience. When you connect with higher self, where does the energy take you? The first thing that comes to you. And many times, it takes me above me. And we're all, when you speak of heaven or divine source energy, or we tend to think above. Okay, mm-hmm. So there are celestial libraries, there are galactic, the source energy, the galactic central sun is in actuality above. We are like a ray of the sun that comes down. But when you connect with I am, where do you notice that takes you as a frequency? Just take a deep breath with this. I just invite you to explore that for a moment. Some of you may notice your heart center. Some of you may notice the brain and the gut. Some of you may notice the core star area, which is between the heart and the solar plexus or the high heart. Just notice when you state, I am fully embodied. Okay, now this is more than just a phrase or a statement.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get into the feeling energy of this. Your I am presence is with you in every incarnation. So I mentioned before guides. I do not work with guides. I work through the guidance of my I am frequency. Okay, this is a palpable frequency. Many times, until you start contemplating it and really exploring it from the lens of the heart, I really like the heart because of the electromagnetic field being 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain. And it's a strong electromagnetic field, and the ascension is an electromagnetic event. And so we have the electromagnetic field of the earth, the Schumann resonance, and we have the electromagnetic field of our heart, and the heart is truly a stargate, a portal, if you will, to omnipresence, to all of the information. And so I work with the unified field being in the heart. In other words, all of the energy centers, all of the chakras merge within this energy of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the I is the alpha and the omega and the M. Well, the I is the alpha and then the M is the omega. So if you look at above and then below, so you are like a bridge for as above, so below. And so when you embody this, this is a frequency that all other energy connects through you. Okay? And many people will not notice anything different because your I am presence is with you in every multidimensional incarnation. And this is actually what is referred to past lives. Okay? It's all happening simultaneously. And please don't try and get your head, your 3D brain around that. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, connect with your Christ consciousness, your higher mental capacity through your I am presence. And so all beings that choose to interface with you do so through this I am presence. And so that it really is helpful with discernment because there's a lot of people that are channeling, that are opening the channel, and they're channeling entities and faker spirits that do not have a very high consciousness. And it's almost like an artificial light. So you can really explore your own embodiment. And you are already a master. Okay? Just even drop the word light worker and replace it with light master. Tap into that right now. I mm-hmm. am a light master. You already are. Okay, the parts of who you are not are in different stages of being cleared. And they're known as our patterns or our issues. And many times they're not even ours. We've imprinted them ancestrally when we incarnated. They're from other timelines, unconscious, subconscious patterns, soul contracts, etc., implants, all sorts of low vibrational energy that is just ready to shift right now so that you truly can step into what you came here to do with your mastery. And that's why it's so important right now to embody this I am present.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what did you feel with that, interestingly enough? For
me, it always goes right to my heart, to my heart chakra. But actually not just, because it goes to my heart chakra and it goes above. So it's like it goes to my heart chakra and my crown, or above that even, you know?
Yes. Yes, the higher, the light body chakras, which is the soul star, the soma chakra, the ultra major, the causal, the stellar gateway. Yes, all of those. So yes, truly the heart. The heart is, and heart math, many of you are familiar with heartmath.org. They've done a lot of research about the electromagnetic field of the heart. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, I urge you to explore that if that feels right. It's heartmath, like MATH.org. And they have what is called a quick coherence technique, where it's very simple. It's heart focus. And I like to put my hand over my heart, heart breathing. So you're breathing in and out as if you're breathing right through that heart space. And then bringing up an image or an energy of appreciation and care. It can be like the birth of your children, or a beautiful sunrise or sunset, or an event, or a pet. Precious pet that you have, or a flower, something that brings in just beautiful appreciation. Nature is a really good way, because nature has never gone into separation.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pick something, of course, that does not have a negative charge for you with it, because that will not allow you to really go into coherence. And then what happens is, and HeartMath has found that your whole body moves into a harmonic coherence. And it's like you're playing this beautiful symphony within you. And so that reorders every kind of negative energy that you would encounter around you.
So it just makes it so much easier, doesn't it, to, especially if we're so sensitive and empathic, to function in this world.
Yes. It's imperative to do so, and to just, when you focus there, and just even calling, I am fully embodied. I am anchored and aligned with Gaia and fully connected to my own divine source and guidance. What you've done is you've become a bridge for as above, so below, and you've partnered with the geomagnetic and electromagnetic fields of the earth. So you're literally a bridge for Gaia. You're tapping into the energy of Gaia, which she is evolving to and ascending. And you're bringing in the energy of as above, the galactic central sun divine source energy. And it's, you're like a ray, like if you ever notice the rays of the sun coming down,
mm-hmm.
and you can really see that, the codes. If you go for a walk in nature and with the sun shining, you can see the codes coming in. If you just move into your heart space and just blur your vision very gently and just notice the colors and what you're seeing and what you're noticing, you can see them.
Mm-hmm. True. And I've seen them. And for me, it's always like, I see different colors and frequencies when I'm, looking at the sun or standing in the sun, and, you know, and just tune in to the energy of the sun. And I love the sun, and mm-hmm. you know, and if I can get 10 minutes every day, it's awesome, because I find it does more than just, you know, warm me up. It's like it recalibrates my energy field, and upgrades my vibration. And if I'm having some sort of physical, emotional stuff going on, it seems to clear all that just by me sitting and not even gazing in the sun, but just me being in the sun for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. In fact, if you ever, there's an exercise I share with my groups, my classes. If you ever find that you're eating food and it just doesn't sustain you and you just don't know what you want, but you know you want something, that's generally a sign that you need more light. And if you are looking at the sun, if you make a pyramid with your fingers, putting your two thumbs together and mm-hmm. then your index finger, and then place it right over your third eye and just allow the sun, just drink in the sun. You can place it over your throat as well, wherever it feels right, with,
right,
from the high heart through the crown. And you can feel that just coming in. And many times you will feel sustained. You won't even need food like you thought you did.
Awesome.
And
I love that. I mean, it's funny. I use that same thing for other processes, but I never thought to use it for that. So thank you for that. I love it.
You're welcome.
So there's a question from Jane in the chat, and she's asking, which is a great question. And she's asking, how can I embody my essence and stop being overwhelmed by the fear?
That's a good question. Well, first you want to shift the fear. Okay, so remember that's when the ego is coming up and that's energy going out. Literally when we're in fear, the energy mm-hmm. is going out.
Right.
So one of the quickest ways I like to shift energy is use sound. In fact, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but in the package, I actually have one of the modules on how to use sound very simply. And this is, you know, many people will use Tibetan bowls, and I do too, and forks and tuning forks and tingshas and whatnot and gongs. But your own voice is so powerful. So there's a very simple way of doing that, of shifting fear. So you want to take, first of all, place your hand on your heart and just say, I am fully embodied. And then you want to shift the fear. You want to clear fear. Okay, so taking the breath, your intent for that, taking the breath in, set your intent for what you want the sound to do. In this case, it's clearing or transforming. And then make any tone that you want to make. And just keep making it until you feel that fear dissipate. So maybe several tones. Okay, then take a breath, shake your body off, and then you want to replace with joy or with light or whatever the desire is. So you would take the breath, set the intent between the in-breath and the out-breath, and then make the sound. And you will find that starting to shift and change. And if you can do this in nature with your feet on the earth, if that works, or even with your around a plant, that is beautiful. Roses and orchids carry a very high frequency. That will help with that. And then notice, you will start to feel more centered. And when you're in fear, the guidance through your I am cannot connect with you because it's not in a resonance. So you want to match your vibration. In other words, raise it. Something, humor is another great way of shifting your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Movement, there are many different ways. We're talking about alchemy. I love using alchemy. So the ancient alchemists and the magicians used containers. Okay, first of all, they would use the energy, the sacred geometry of a circle, a very simple flow of energy. So they would invite the four corners in the room. So that's a container. The second, they would use three things to change something. So the first is the container, and I'll talk a little more about a container. The second is the thing that you want to change, whether it's your mood, whether it's what pattern is coming up for you or issues. And then the third is the energy to do so, okay, which we use consciousness. So a container can be a bath. It can be a walk. From point A to point B, this call is a container from the time we start to the time we end. it can be, what I love to do is use a workout. I love weight training, and I love yoga. I love spin classes, just moving the energy. Okay, and I also am a third degree black belt in Taekwondo. There's nothing more moving the energy than kicking a kick bag. Let me tell you, especially if you have a lot of anger percolating or fear or, so just creating a container. Okay, Epsom salt bath, wonderful. So then bringing up the thing that you want to change. Okay, and you don't need to know how to do it. Okay, so you want to get out of your own way with this. So many times when I'm doing a workout, I just set the intent that, okay, that I'd like to shift this energy. And I may not even know how. I just trust that it is going to shift. Something's going to shift, or I will bring in more clarity or whatever. Something's going to change. I just have that belief that it's not even an expectation. It's an awareness. But it is getting out of your own way. I'm detached from the outcome. Okay, and then the third is the consciousness. Okay, so that, right, what I just explained is consciousness. The awareness that you are a divine master being. The universe has your back. You are already an enlightened being. Okay, so that's a consciousness shift. And all patterns, all energy shifts through first with a shift in consciousness. And that's actually what the ascension process is. A shift of the consciousness of using your full capacity, the 12-strand DNA. 12 or greater, I just heard, or greater. Wow, that's interesting. The full capacity of your brain, what is called junk DNA, it's not junk at all. Okay, it's just offline. We are lighting all that up. Well, these are some of the ways. So using a container of some sort. And many times if you want to journal this, that's really good. I find when you write things down, you actually use both sides of the brain, the right and the left, and then you're utilizing hemispheric synchronization, which is also your male-female, and you're bringing in the energy of spirit, or I am. So I'm trusting that answers some of your question.
That was awesome.
playing with them.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. That was awesome.
You're welcome. I just heard "and more," so that's really interesting. So, I mean, we think that it's there, and like yoga, there is no there. Everything is always in a state of evolution. Even with the ascension process, there is no there with that. It'll continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ascension is not about going anywhere. It's about bringing your being, your fully divine presence in form.
Totally.
And the more we clear these patterns, these incongruent patterns of who we are not, the more dissension that you have, which is more of this, your divinity can come into form.
Cool. Thank you. And Jane says, thank you. Awesome.
You're welcome.
And there's a question from Amy, and she says, the trees are my healers and guides, but when I'm not close to them, I lose this warm feeling of love and connection. Why do I have difficulty to hold the love in my heart?
That's a good question. So holding the resonance is really important, and that's a process. Okay, so each moment of each day, each time you clear something, you're moving into a greater place of holding your resonance. So it is a process. Be gentle with yourself. Just moving into your heart and bringing in the tree, asking if there's a specific tree that stands out for you right now that you need that frequency with. Just connecting in through your heart space. You will already bring that balance in with that specific tree being. And trees are so magical. Because not only do they have a root system, they actually rally around. There's a familial energy, a community, if you will. And that's another area that HeartMath has started to explore, the community within the trees. And even, you know, when you're feeling out of sorts, what I like to do is I have some really old trees in our property. We live in a rural area, which I feel very blessed, in a turn of the century farmhouse, which is has its all its little quirks. And but I will find a tree, and I will lean my spine up against the tree, and I will just thank this beautiful tree being, just tell how much I love it and appreciate it. And you will feel yourself, I can feel that right now, this is coming in right now for you, and for all of you listening, just feel that strength. Feel the bark, feel the strength. Just as it just moves right through you, and my whole body is tingling right now as I talk about this. It's not necessary that you have to physically be among that. We can always be there if we're in a city, and you know, so it's just connecting in. You don't have to physically be there, present. It does feel good if you can physically walk in the trees, but in a pinch, you can just bring in that energy of a sacred or special tree.
Absolutely. I felt tingling too. Absolutely powerful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So hopefully, I was going to say, Amy, hopefully that helps. And then I know Kate has a question, but I saw something else in the Q&A from Melly V. And she says, it's a bit long, but I'll try and get it all. She says, when I embody, I feel it all the way to my root. It used to be at my heart center. I feel so deeply in my body when I'm in nature. At the beginning of this year, I felt so high and so ready to step into sharing on a big level. Then I went into this deep, painful core wound healing for the last 2 months. You're not alone, Melly. Okay, so don't be hard on yourself. It's fine. It's been an intense time. I really experienced a huge public shaming, and my voice nor truth was heard. Can you help me to release all this shame?
Wow. So what is coming up for you right away, immediately what is coming in is the violet flame. It's just this transmuting, and I'm noticing Saint Germain coming in. Wow. So it feels like I know this is painful, but it feels like that is a gift, what you call shaming, because it's the process is about you stepping more fully into your power, into your divine mission, regardless of what anyone says, thinks, or does around that. So you actually moved in. The universe gave you an experience to step more into your divinity. And oftentimes when we're getting ready to step more fully into that, we will experience what is called the thing, like everything around that that can be contrary. And it's because you're ready for a big quantum leap. So you do not allow it to be your story. There we go. I'm seeing it separate out. Do not allow it to be your story. Just let it disentangle now. And I'm seeing it float right away. Off to the right, and the crystalline being blue kyanite is coming in here. I'm seeing your throat center being cleared right now. Wow, I'm seeing a torsion field right around your throat space. And it's moving right down into the high heart, and then moving right down through your central column. And there's a sound tone coming through for you. So I'm just going to, may I just do that, Alara?
Absolutely.
Let me just find here where it is. End it at your root chakra. Just saw red jasper coming in, very soothing. also the energy of agate. Crystallines are beings. Okay, you do not have to have a house full of crystals, even though I do. I love them. They find me. They come in as beings. They are each unique vibratory beings, all having their own personality, like trees or like animals. So I just saw red jasper, some of the red stones, and I just saw around your root chakra, it's starting to expand and open right now, clearing all those old patterns out. And this connects up, there's more work with this. This connects up with other timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4. I get 4 other timelines of being like killed for your truth or expressing. And then, so that brought up a little bit of that fear around that. And there's a resonance there. So, but right now this is really starting to move. So you want to notice what's different, not what's the same. Because when you notice what's different, you actually align with the momentum of the shift that's already occurred. So you may want to take an Epsom salt bath to clear the residue further, but it is started to move. It's starting to move away. So do let me know what happens with that. I'd really be curious to, you know. I'd love to receive that too.
And thank you, Millie, for sharing that with us.
Really, that was for that. Everybody, by the way. That was for many of us.
I felt it too. I could definitely resonate with that as well. So definitely. Then we have a question from Kate about any guidance on how to heal the body in the quantum field. That might be a little vague. I'm not sure.
Heal the body in the quantum field. Okay, so that's really interesting. Your body in the quantum field is already in perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So your human form, your human actually literally means, the human means God in form. Okay, so it's more, your being, your physical matter is literally trapped light. So as you start clearing these patterns, you start actually emanating more piezoelectrical energy or more light, literally in the cells. So that so it's not necessarily in the quantum field. The patterns of that require healing are more of the issues of who you are not. And so this can be other timelines. It can be ancestral patterns. It can be imprinting. It can be implants. It can be entity patterns woven in. It can be subconscious patterns. There's a lot of different directions that can take one. And so just becoming aware of, you can use the alchemical process like I shared, become aware of where you're noticing this in your body or around you, and then setting a container, and a session can be a container too, that, and then the thing that you want to change, which is obvious, and then the awareness to do so, or the energy to do so, which is consciousness. Just dropping into your heart and being the observer effect. And just asking questions. Where is this core wounding? Or where is the pattern that's connected with this, my physical body right now? Or whatever needs healing. It may be emotions. I get some chart. I get emotional body as well as here. Many times repressed emotions really create backwash in the physicality, the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it can feel very physical. It can be emotional or mental patterns. And it may not even be yours. It may be something projected at you. Yeah, that's just really interesting when you get... I go really deep with people as to where these patterns are.
Right.
And
that's awesome.
That's why I have Saturn in Scorpio in the fifth house. So it's very done very playfully. So, and what playfully does... is it undermine? Yeah, it's in the Leo house. It undermines that ego that thinks it knows everything and tries to direct the energy and keeps you safe, which actually keeps you stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're talking wounded ego because, you know, the ego is your personality somewhat. It's more the wounded ego. But, so I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. Wow, I'm getting some comments in the chat about, you know, Amy says, wow, I felt it too. This was amazing. Melissa says, wow, the process resonated with me too. However, there is a tightness and pain in my diaphragm. How can I release this? I was just going to say keep breathing, but I'll let you answer mm-hmm. that for a quick second.
Yes, in your diaphragm. Okay, diaphragm. So that would be below the...
Mm-hmm.
Getting like she's getting some kind of an expansion right now. Almost like your heart and your... Yeah, it's activating a heart wall there. Okay, so just... ground yourself really deeply. So connect all the way down. Okay, opening up the chakras in the feet, connecting all the way down into the earth star, three legs below your feet, and then down further past the waterways or the aquifers, all the way into Gaia's heart. Beautiful heart of Gaia. There we go. And feeling and seeing a emerald, beautiful green ray coming up right now. Yeah, just coming up, and it has a little bit of a yellow ray there too. It's coming all the way up. And just let go. And I'm noticing a lot at the back of your heart chakra. You're having, like, moving through a heart wall right now. Seven fear. Yeah, patterns. It feels almost like when you incarnated ancestral imprinting. There we go. Yeah, I just saw something released. It was almost like, you know, this is it, TMI, but when you take a bra off and the bra strap like and snaps,
mm-hmm.
that's what I thought, like unhooking something. It reminded me of that, and that's what Spirit brought in. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Good. Yeah, and even as you were speaking, I was feeling releasing also in the front of my chest and elsewhere. And I just started doing my own thing. It's like, yeah, so lots of shifting happening during these, you know, as Kim is answering questions for specific people, it's not just for them, it's for everybody on the call too, okay?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I always set that up beforehand in any call that I'm on. Whoever calls in represents the collective, and most assuredly. And sometimes people get, well, my call didn't get answered, but it really is. It's what's
yeah.
for the highest good and greatest good for everyone right now.
So I have a question from Nicole, and when we were talking about leaning spines against trees, she's asking you, do you have any guidance for helping her in her self-healing with scoliosis and alignment? She said, I'm deep in this as I step up in my game, and it's painful in this only 42-year-old body.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so when I connect up with you, I get guided with the feet. I also connect up, that's a pattern from another timeline. Yeah, two other timelines actually. Yeah, I'm noticing the feet. I don't know why it's taking me to the feet. I'm almost seeing you like connect through your feet with the tree. It's almost like you're not standing on the tree, but you're putting your feet against the tree, or a foot against the tree, or like lying on your back and connecting that way. Whether it's in your imagination, your eye magic in action, or just literally. Yeah, I'm almost just seeing you like look up at the clouds and putting your feet on the trees, and then just feeling this joy energy coming in. Open up those chakras in the feet. I'm seeing the right side a little bit blocked, and my feet are tingling right now as I'm talking about this. I'm seeing an orange, the energy of an orange, the orange ray coming in around the right foot, moving around. Oh, yeah, it's right, moving right up from the feet all the way up through the chi meridians, the central and the governing meridian, right up. And then I'm also noticing just wanting to tap at the top of the head. There we go. Aligning all of the chakras. Recalibrate and align with the endocrine system. Just taking a deep breath. Okay, so one of the first things is to detach from you having any kind. In other words, do not claim this as your pattern. And the more that you can move into an observer realm with this, the observer of, okay, this is a pattern my body is reflecting right now. Do not own the pattern. Let go of that. And know that you can shift it. It's at different levels of being changed and shifted. And if you start to look at yourself as an oscillating, vibrating being, you're a being of light, and you're vibrating and oscillating instead of the solid. And I'm seeing a really big pattern here. Yeah, it's like it's a really solidified, infused pattern. But like I said, it connects up with those two other timelines. So as the observer or as consciousness observer, in the quantum field, you cannot observe anything without having an effect. Okay, the observer effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the quantum field, the quantum field is around you, all the way around you. When we connect through the heart, we actually connect with the zero-point field or the energy of creation, where the formless becomes the formed. Okay, any kind of judgment of anything, whether it's judging our process or of what needs to shift, actually solidifies the formless into formed. So you really want to let go of those judgments and then move into the area of fluidity. Where can I become more fluid or flowing? And you think of water. And it's always finding the opening. Where does the energy want to move? Okay, already we created space. Just notice what's different. And I keep seeing, I have a piece of mahogany obsidian here, and it has the word faith on it. And my eyes just keep going to that. So I'm bringing that in right now for you, faith. Oh, just take a deep breath. I'm feeling a lot of tingling going on right now. Your energy, your vibration is raising. And it's almost like your spine is in a torsion field, but it's starting to expand. I'm seeing you getting really tall, like you're being stretched. And bringing in some integration and harmonizing with that. And love yourself in spite of the quirks that your body has. Okay, there is more shifting to be done. And have faith. And a lot of times people will say, well, how long is this going to be? And when am I going to be done? That's a really big of get in your own way and a really big way of prolonging things. Because it is, you know, and I like the statement that's coming to mind right now, so I will say it. The universe is under no obligation to make sense to you. So we don't always have to know. It's more about moving into that trusting.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, lots of shifting happening. So Nicole, let us know how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So there's a question from Linda. Linda says, in meditation today with Saint Germain and the Violet Flame, I was overwhelmed with emotion as I just recalled for the first time being molested at 7 years old. Can you help shift my energy? I'm feeling overwhelmed at the moment.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, noticing dolphin energy coming in right now around you. Just feel them around you. Like you're laying in a pool. Like it can be a warm, like one of those, I'm seeing one of those float tanks. This warm, beautiful water that feels very nurturing and supportive. You're covered. I'm seeing a pink blanket around you right now. And the dolphin energy is just really coming in. And these are the spinner dolphins that have, you know, spin and work with the torsion field. And they're working and weaving in and out around your field. Oh, take a deep breath. And I'm noticing also Divine Mother Mary coming in too. And she's got her hand right over your heart. I'm noticing a pyramid at your heart. And I'm noticing the dolphins working with your sacral and your root chakra. I'm also seeing the energy of rose quartz coming in. Kunzite, cobalt, calcite, all the beautiful pink energy. And allow the body to release the memory. This is a process. So I invite you also to take some Epsom salt baths and then also put about one to two cups of sea salt with that, like a cup of Epsom salt, anywhere from a half to a cup. And then 1 to 2 cups of sea salt and let yourself just sweat. And you're actually burning up the energetic dross that is part of this. And let yourself just feel the emotion. It's releasing. And I also get that you are going to be helping others with this. And just let go of when that is, or if that is, or, you know, let go of all the details around all that. Okay, tone coming in for this. I'm feeling a little bit of recalibration at the throat center too. I'm almost feeling like being suppressed and the throat center is being activated a bit. There we go, blue celestite. I'm feeling this heart wall. And just take in a deep breath, and I'm seeing this beautiful pink gold color. And the dolphins will stay with you. And they will move in and out. They'll be specific dolphins. Dolphins are intergalactic, interdimensional beings. They are very supportive with emotional body and trauma. I would also recommend a flower essence for you. Let me just see. Rescue Remedy, the Bach Rescue Remedy for one for right now. We're going to just bring that in energetically. Morphic Fields. And I'm not getting a specific one, but there's a wonderful flower essence. It's called Tree Frog Farm. Flower essences. She is in the Puget Sound area, and she's got amazing flower essences where she uses gem elixirs and everything. And just going on there and just seeing if something pops for you, and that will help too. She has the chakra ones, but she also has the multidimensional essences, and I've really found them to be a step up. And that's another idea. I love flower essences because they do work with the energy of your subtle body, and they really assist. It's almost like you're defined that. If nothing specific is coming in right now. Oh, and just notice what you're feeling and notice and let yourself feel. You may move through stages of anger. And Alara, do you have something to add with that? It almost feels like there's something that you have as well that...
Well, just, you know, I was just going to bring up the energy of forgiveness, you know. I know, Linda, that you've probably done the forgiveness process with me at some point, maybe. So you might want to do that as well. And just, you know, overall, just be gentle with yourself as you are clearing right now. And so just be gentle. And I love that you said, Kim, to do the sea salt with the Epsom salt, because that is going to help to bring out those toxic energies, those toxins out of your system, your energy field and aura. Okay. Definitely do that.
Wow.
Just be gentle with yourself and patient as this comes through. My puppy is saying hello. So just, you know.
Oh, yes. And I get there's many people that have had this experience that are just coming into that realization. So this is for everyone. Reach out. There is help for you. There is.
Absolutely. And let us know how you're doing, Linda, okay? What? All right. We're going to take a call on the phone line. Neo wants to play. This is not the time to play, sweetie. No. So,
I love animals, so she's picking up an animal. Yeah, I love
them. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1292. 1292, I'm going to unmute you.
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
And the greatest pain I'm feeling is whatever is blocking my heart from receiving love to be my divine life partner.
That's your question, Anne?
Yes.
Okay, what is blocking? You didn't catch the last part of that with your partner?
I'm on a cell phone and I'm walking and I'm outside. It's sometimes hard to hear me. I'm so sorry. Whatever it takes to clear whatever is blocking me energetically from attracting my divine life partner to me.
Okay. Oh, okay. That is prevalent for a lot of people.
I've done so much work on myself. I don't know what else to do.
Okay. Let go of the outcome.
Okay.
That's the first thing that I got, is let go of your need to have it a certain way and a certain time. Yeah, it's almost like it's divine timing. It's divine timing, and I'm literally seeing that. I'm seeing like a set of building blocks where this piece, and like a puzzle, like building block puzzle or one of those 3D puzzles that you build, and I'm seeing different pieces coming in, and then there's an alignment. And then there's another piece that comes in, and then there's another alignment. And now I'm seeing a cipher disc, you know, like where everything lines up. So there's some kind of an alignment with this. But really letting go of that. And first and foremost, all relationship is about your relationship with your divine. So working with through your I Am presence and creating within yourself this beautiful energy of divine love that nothing is missing from your life. Okay, that you already have balanced male-female energy. I'm seeing the trifold flame within the heart, the perfect balance feminine and the perfect balance divine masculine, and then the beautiful yellow gold of spirit. So you're already cultivating that around yourself.
I've been doing that for quite a while.
Okay. Just continue and let go of your attachment to when. I'm also noticing something in the back of the heart field. I'm unconscious. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, yes, there's some unconscious patterns here. Okay, so I'm feeling, so when I track that, I'm feeling the energy, abandonment energy. There's another piece of abandonment that it goes deeper.
I was
deeper.
Abandoned by my family, by my birth parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone I knew
that.
I could trust.
Yeah.
Everyone I thought I could trust and love have abandoned me.
Yep. And that comes in strong from another timeline, too. One, two, how many timelines? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Like seven other timelines. It's a pretty big pattern.
So is it, are you talking about incarnations?
Yes, yes. It's all happening simultaneously right now. But there's a resonance there from other timelines that it's not only this timeline. You came in to look at that, and that's why you set, you know, the pattern of abandonment was set up here. For you to shift that. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, not all of them are ready to shift, but three of them are. And again, divine timing. And the reason many people want all of their blocks and patterns shifted, that's not usually how it works, just because we are in the physicality, the perceived physicality, let's say that. And your body needs to be able to accommodate and assimilate the changes and integrate with them. And in other words, you don't want to blow your nervous system
right.
Can. So there we go. Yeah, I'm seeing a beautiful torsion field right around your heart chakra here.
I'm sorry, what are you seeing around my heart chakra?
It's and the energy moves in spirals and torsions, and so the work that I facilitate moves in torsion fields, torsion-based physics. So there is a scientific basis for it, if you will, like torsion field physics or scalar. You don't need to get a scalar piece of anything tangibly that a scalar. Your sacred geometry and the energy moves in torsion fields, a triangle or circle or scalar. Geometries. So the energy is moving in that way. I'm seeing a torsion field right around your heart now.
I've never heard of a torsion field. I'll have to look that up later.
Yes, it's the energy of spiral or scalar. Torsion. Yeah, like spin.
I've heard of scalar. Yeah.
So if you look up torsion field physics in Russia, many times Russian physicists will refer to as torsion field physics. So that's just what I notice in how the energy moves, like a torsion field. And I'm noticing a lot in the back of the heart chakra. So, and you also, there are several ancestral patterns. There are ancestral patterns here as well.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that you incarnated in. So, you know,
is that
just
from
be
my
patient
mother?
I get a yes on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I see some sadness big time with her. So that's imprinting. When these
patterns are
shifted.
I've had an incredibly difficult life, incredibly difficult relationship with my mother, and she just passed away in June of last year.
Okay.
She was very abusive towards me.
Yeah, wow. Well, she was also abused. It goes on and through the lineage. So she was emotionally abandoned quite a bit. So there's a lot more here that can be, there's deeper areas that can be shifted. So this is also starting to change. So what are you noticing?
I'm feeling, this is really odd, this cool energy that's going from, like, the heels of my feet. I'm feeling it from the ground level. It's kind of like it's gently massaging the balls of my feet. It's like a really odd sensation. It's like a cooling sensation. I'm feeling it there, and I actually feel something, I don't know if it's a magnet or something just energetic that's by my heart chakra. And I feel it. Mm-hmm. I've also had a lot of stuff in my sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And my throat chakra was cleared not that long ago.
Yes, I'm definitely seeing that around the heart. And the coolness is your electromagnetic field raising in vibration.
It's very soothing. It's very comforting, the type of energy I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're going to bring in some integration with that. It's going to just continue for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And you know, you might want to consider package B with Kim so that you can go deeper into, you know, some of the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to look it up. How much is package B?
Package B is $222, and there's a two-part payment plan available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. And notice what's different, not what's the same. And that's good that you're walking.
I sat down so I could, you know, integrate the energy. Okay. I'm actually on a lunch break. I'm going back to work.
Ah. Drink some water and, you know, definitely keep integrating. Yeah.
I will. Yes. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. And so I was just going to ask the people on the call, what all you were also experiencing during this process with Anne. Because, you know, we are all connected and we are all sensitive and empathic, right? So we're all receiving as well. So, So it's just interesting. The energies that are shifting and moving, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing, Kim?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing great. A lot of really beautiful energy coming in for the collective, and I can really feel a shift. So it's that whole phrase where when two or more are gathered, there I am.
Yeah.
That's a quantum statement, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no idea what we're affecting the collective with this call. So that's
true.
That's
powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take another question from phone number ending in 1324. Let me unmute you, and then we're going to talk about the special offer, and then we're going to do the process too, right? I don't want to forget to do the process.
Tell people to stay till the end because of the beautiful holographic journey that I'm guided to take people on.
Exactly.
I'm anxious to see what will come through that.
Yeah, me too. All right, so phone number ending in 1324. I'm going to mute you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
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 My name is Carmen. I missed the thing, but I have a lot of... I didn't feel, and I arrived at the end, so I didn't feel the energy. And did you can put some joy and healing in my body?
Okay, well, that's a good question. Well, first of all, I just want to do a disclaimer that I don't do anything. I watch the energy as it changes, and I'm only able to observe a small amount of it, but it's through your I am present. So with that in mind, let's just invoke your I am present. So begin to notice. First, let's gather yourself in your body. Just bring yourself in your body fully. Just call yourself in today. And then begin to sense your I am present surrounding you in a beautiful circle, like a team of placeholders of beings. And there are many beings that work through your I am presence. There's angels, there's star beings, there's masters, there's archangels, elementals, etc. So we're just going to call on your I am presence. And I invite you to focus in the area of your heart. And just place your hand over it. And just take a deep breath and just let go. And I'm seeing right in front of me, the energy of a rose is popping in. I'm seeing a red rose, and it's open.
Oh, yeah? Wow. I think I don't feel love for myself. I don't know. It's my heart, maybe my heart chakra is blocked. No? You said it's open.
Okay, so right now you are, there is a an energy, there's a shift coming for you if you allow. Just let yourself let go and just move into the heart without thinking, like drop into the heart, like take your energy from your mind, your head, and just like you're going in an elevator and you're on the 10th floor and you're going all the way down, you push the one button, and when you go down on all the floors, you're seeing the lights going down. No one is able to get on with you. Everyone's on that's needing to be on. And when you see the one, you're opened up. It opens, the door opens, and you're in the field of the heart. There we go. And just take a deep breath and just let go. Okay, now there's a tone that's coming through for you, and I'm seeing the rose starting to open more. I'm seeing this beautiful red rose. It's the energy of this red rose. Okay. Okay, there we go. I'm noticing some entity patterns that are leaving.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Beautiful, calling this beautiful light surrounding you. I'm feeling it a little in my throat. Okay, we welcome you, the beautiful entities in love and light. We welcome you from our divinity of our being. We say to you, you are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You are filled and surrounded with Christ's light. Filled and surrounded with Christ's love. You are free from the earth's vibration. You are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. Healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. I ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect right place. Go in love, go in peace. Healed and forgiven. This is any kind of negative thought forms, any psychic bonds, any judgment, any limitations of any sort, any entities that are lingering. There we go. Just take a deep breath and give your body a shake. Noticing the violet flame just went through the back of your heart field all the way out. Whoa, I'm feeling really lightheaded right now. So that means there's change that is occurring. What are you noticing?
I'm noticing that I feel something inside of me that I feel more calm, more.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Then, yeah.
And your voice?
I feel
your
to cry.
Voice. You feel what?
I feel to cry.
Good. Let yourself cry. That's a decrystallization. Good. Beautiful.
I need to cry. Yeah. I have a rough life, so that's why. I cannot cry. C'est difficile.
Okay, don't. It's starting to come up, so let it come. Okay.
Okay.
You can cry. Good to cry. You're breaking up crystallized old patterns. And that is what is keeping you from the joy, and let yourself feel it. There we go. Yeah. Let yourself just feel that. Not who you are. Not who you are. You're in a safe place, dear one.
What happened? What I do? What I should do with my negative thought?
Well, one of the patterns that I gave you is what is calling forth the light.
For the light.
Calling forth the light and calling through your I am presence. For you, for them to heal any kind of negative concepts, any kind of limiting thought forms. Clearing those psychic bonds, clearing those old thought forms, because it's not you.
So, Carmen, I was just going to say, Carmen, be sure to go back and listen to this call from the beginning as well, so that you can hear everything that Kim had talked about, the I am presence and the I am, and embodying the I am and so on, okay?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure, I will. Yeah. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your voice has changed. Do you hear that?
Yes.
You're moving your body right now.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. It's kind of a miracle.
That's awesome, Carmen.
Wow. Oh, my God. I can laugh now.
Yeah, feel that. Be in that.
Yeah, I feel the joy.
Nice.
I'm glad. That's what I want. That's what I want in my heart, the joy to live.
Experience it, feel it, and just really receive that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lots of gratitude.
Shine your beautiful light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carmen.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, and that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, we have these thoughts or these patterns, you know, from the past. And then when we start to clear, our habit is to, you know, bring those patterns back. But no, you know, you can cry. You can feel joy. You can feel love. Just because you didn't in the past, now you can. So focus on the now you can, and you will moving forward. Don't go back into I can't, you know, or whatever happens to be, right, Kim?
Yes, yes, most definitely. Yes, anytime you say you can't, that is what you're setting up. It's like that record, those old vinyl records, which they're actually coming back. But you're actually grooving that whole, you know, where the record would skip. You're creating more of that groove where it skips, and it will not move from that spot. You're literally creating new neural pathways by watching your conscious language.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Kim, I wanted to take a few moments and talk about the special offer. So for those of you who are on the live page or on the webcast page, there should be a button that says Kim's special offer, or on the live page it says special offer. Click on that, or if you're not, you can go to alara.at/show/Kim. And Kim has two special offers, package A and B. Package B includes everything in package A. So, Kim, do you want to talk a little bit about the items in the packages?
Yes, most definitely. I am really excited about this package. This came through right on the new moon solar eclipse with Capricorn early in January 5th and 6th. And then it concluded, the package was created through that whole solar cycle, that whole new moon cycle. So then we went through the Leo full moon lunar eclipse. So the new moon in Capricorn, eclipses affect the energy for 6 months. And then they not only do that, but they springboard into the other eclipses. And they're really huge markers, if you will, with the astrological, the study of cycles within your life. And so the Capricorn new moon hadn't been we hadn't had a new solar eclipse in Capricorn since 2011. And so this was a brand new cycle of eclipse. And it had to do with Capricorn as an earth sign. So it's about putting feet under the dream. So I took the beautiful magical, the energy of magic of as above, and created the so below, creating feet under the dream with this whole package. And so that this eclipse brought through leaping forward and taking risks. So it's about this whole solar eclipse will assist in setting intentions to think about the path forward and leaping and taking risks. Okay, then we ended into the halfway point, which was the full moon in Leo. And that culminated the ninth of the Leo Aquarian energy with eclipses that started in 2017. And the Leo is all about the heart energy and the playful energy and the courage of the heart. So putting feet under the dream and then allowing yourself to move into the heart energy, the high electromagnetic field. And so then I was given Riding the Waves of the Great Awakening. Let me just pull my page up here because I really like the pictures and everything that. So Package A. So this is a series of transmissions and activations and holographic journeys, all brought through my I Am team. So a holographic journey is different than a meditation in the way that I'm accessing the quantum field and noticing what is showing up. I'm narrating exactly what is showing up as far as what is for the highest good for all. It's totally guided through my I Am Alchemy team. My I Am Alchemy team is my CEO of my business, if you want to call it a business, the business of divine, as a way shore of consciousness. So it is not a guided meditation. It is what is showing up. Each time you listen to these modules, you will pick up from where you left off. It's not, okay, I've listened to this. It's no longer activating. It is alchemically set up to continue expanding you in a whole other place. It's really important that you do not listen to these while driving because it is about upgrading. In other words, downloading new software and the old software is being uninstalled. So they are very playful and magical, very interesting to what I was experiencing during this whole cycle. This from the new moon. It went from the new moon in Capricorn to the new moon in Aquarius. So it was one complete full cycle. And there's a MP3 that explains about the package. That's really good to listen to first. Once you listen to that, that's probably okay. And then you get a PDF as to what is a holographic activation. So the first is gathering and grounding. And so the cool thing is three of these ended at the time. I didn't plan this. 3852. So how many of you notice numbers and how numbers activate you? Like you might notice 1111 or 222 or 333, etc. So really, those are synchronistic encodings. They're kind of paying attention and noticing your thoughts at the time. So I found that really interesting. So gathering and grounding. So in order for you to experience your I Am presence or being a bridge or your embodied I Am presence, you need to be grounded and gathered, okay, bringing yourself in. Many times people exit the body or they're not fully in their body, especially when trauma occurs or patterns are showing up. We tend to exit the body or we scatter. And so this is an activation explaining what that means and then also a holographic journey that will gather and ground you. And it really is good before if you're doing any kind of a project to listen to this prior. It will really set the tone for that. There's vocal toning throughout all of this whole package series, as long as different ascended masters, the star nations, the galactic beings, the interdimensionals, all through the I Am frequency. And so that is really powerful, gathered and grounded. So then we move into harmonize your home and grids through the I Am frequency. So you're gathered and grounded, and then you have your space. Your space holds the vibration of you. So whether this is your home space, your workspace, your vehicle, any space that you're connected with, it's really about harmonizing your home and your space. It's not just your home, but it's creating a space where you can shine and you can really accelerate with your magnificence, I Am present. So this is a frequency shift with your space. Geopathic stress, ley lines are recalibrated. There's even a segment on pets and how they are evolving and what is supportive for pets. And so that's really, really useful and helpful. And then also your electronics. Many times when we have shifts, we're not in harmony with our electronics, and they can either malfunction or blow, or so it brings in the harmonization with your electronics. And that means your computer and your car, everywhere, every electronic device. Then help, I am activating resistance as futile. Now, this was not what I planned on number three, but this is what I was experiencing, and this is right around the full moon in Leo. So the moon, a full moon energy, and we are in the early stages of the full moon. It happens very early in our timeline tomorrow morning. So the full moon energy is where you have the glass that's full and you pour more water in. What happens? It spills out. It's a balancing of opposing energy. And so this is what I was experiencing. I was activating. In other words, my own patterns, my patterns and stuff was coming to the surface. So I thought, okay, well, let's turn this in. And that's what I was guided to do, is turn this into an activation to clear some of these patterns. So that's exactly what occurred through the I Am team. Many beings assisted with this. It also talks about, you know, what is happening when we are dropping density, what is happening. A lot of times people will look at us as Telesummit speakers and think that, oh, well, we don't have any of this occurring in our life, and that cannot be the furthest from the truth. I live what I'm bringing and bringing forth. And, you know, there are times where there is just, you're in overload, and times I just throw up my hands and go for a walk in the woods, and it's okay. And so this was one of those days, and it was beautiful, the activation that came in, and I felt different after. So I'm rest assured you will as well. Fourth, I am awakened, but they're not. Okay, this is humor. Ha, 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 ha. There's no judgment with this statement because, of course, we do not judge others and where they are. But that's the biggest complaint I hear is, okay, people think I'm crazy either at work. And what is happening is we are all at different states of awakening. And there are many people that are just waking up, and they're not quite there yet, or they may be resisting, and it may be a significant other, it may be a child or a sibling, your parents, whatever. But this was to create working with others in the quantum field. So this is a beautiful activation that actually goes into the Himalayan caves and crystal caves. That's where the journey took us. And the Master Babaji showed up, Kuan Yin, a lot of the archangels and masters, the elementals. It's just a beautiful, playful, holographic journey. And you invite your loved one in. And the idea is invite. Okay? And then it's like an area that cultivates where you can explain, you can connect. It's like that statement with Rumi, where there's a field, I'll meet you there. I'm not sure of the exact quote right now. It's not coming to mind. But it's a space that's created for you to connect with your loved one and for you to harmonize with that. And it's not so much about they won't think you're weird after that. It's just that you can allow them to perhaps get your point across and to start to awaken at a deeper place. And again, it's about inviting. So trust if they don't want to come in. And the more that you work with us, the more magical it is. So you may notice huge shifts in relationships. And then the fifth one, this was delightful. Dragons, dolphins, and the elemental dream. And this was a magical activation. Also, it works with the Stargate of the Heart, and it's very playful, magical child energy. Working with nature and the dolphin energy, dragons and elementals, they are really connecting with people right now. The 5D and above, many, many high vibrational 8th and 9th and even beyond dimensions of dragon energy are connecting, as well as the dolphins. And they're very playful. You don't necessarily need to go for a swim with the dolphins to have them, to experience them. And this activation is just magical. It's one of my faves. And then what I mentioned before earlier on the call, atoning with my own powerful voice. And this is an instructional MP3 about how to use sound, how to use your own voice to shift energy, shift frequencies, how to recalibrate. And then there's a journey that takes you into using sound that actually is a sound journey. So this is also very powerful. There were templates that came in, 3 specific activational codes. And really, the more that you are able to listen to this and work with this, the more powerful you can shift the energy really quickly, like snap your fingers. And that's what we need to do, because we don't always have the time to go in through a deep, deep, exploration of ascension. Not to mention that isn't useful, but we need to be able to shift energy in the need of the hour and the moment. So that's what this is able, you're able to do that with. And then there's a PDF, I'm Fully Embodied. You heard me do some reference to this before. I'm Fully Embodied. I'm awakened and aligned with, anchored and aligned with my own divine source and guidance. Okay, so it's really working with that that PDF with this and memorizing this. And you can state that often, and you want to feel the energy of that, not just stating something and then not really connecting with it. So it's allowing you to go deeper into that embodied energy. Watch what you say I am to, because it has to manifest. And so that's a PDF that gives you that language. And so that's package A, and that's 111. And then package B includes all of package A plus a session plus 2 bonuses. And the sessions, I go really deep with people, very deep. And oftentimes it is very playful. It's always unique to what shows up. Many times people have an idea what they want to work on, only to find that there's a whole other piece that shows up that actually takes care of what they want to work on, and then so much more. So it's always magical what shows up in a session, and I just absolutely love going really deep, a deep dive with people. And so this explains about that. And then there's a live, bonus 1 is a Lionsgate live group activation call, and this was from the Lionsgate around the eclipses of last August. This was really powerful. It was a really interesting activation in alignment with the Galactic Center, which is the Lionsgate, and it was a beautiful activation that was very magical. It was from a live call. I do live calls, so I do invite you to explore my website if that feels right, kimregnitz.com, and I will let you know. I don't bombard email boxes, but I do let you know when I am doing live activational calls. They are amazing, and it's always calibrated with who joins on the call, and there were a lot of people on the call, so it was quite magical with the feline, the lion beings that came in. And then the second bonus is the winter solstice, which occurred on 12/20/18, and that was also very amazing. There an expansive activational portal that came through, so that was very powerful as well. And so, again, they all are through the energy of the I Am Alchemy team. So you will find your own connection with your I Am team expanding with listening to these MP3s as well as the live call bonuses. So, and then also the last item is a $50 off coupon off a second session, because we are able to shift what we're ready to for that day. But oftentimes, it's really good to have a succession of sessions if that's really where you really move, okay? Because a lot is able to shift in a session, but when you feel led to do more, you pick up from where you left off, and it's just magical when you do that. So that's why I incorporated a coupon for that. So that is a package. I'm really excited about it. It's, like I said, it's for really putting feet under the dream of your divine mission. It's really important that you activate that, what you're here to do, and get in touch with that. And a big clue of that is what brings you joy, what fulfills you, what just is so exciting for you. And just really give yourself permission, and the time is now for you to step in and embody that. And that's what we're here to do. And these packages hopefully will do that better.
Awesome. So, thank you so much, Kim. So those two packages are available at alara.at/show/Kim, and there are two payment options available. So please do check those out as well, and check out some of the testimonials that are there on the page as well. And I know you guys must have heard Neil a few minutes ago when I tried to unmute myself, but he's now gone in the other room. I'm not sure if you guys heard, but. All right, so I know we want to do that process, right?
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that, the holographic magical activation process.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about what that is and before we get started with it?
Yes, and that will give you a great idea of kind of like how the package goes. So, again, a holographic activation is not a guided meditation. So I'm actually accessing the quantum field in with the group energy. There are many that are joining us in the quantum field, as well as ancestors through your own eyes, as well as you listening to the call, those that will be listening to the call later. And so it's all calibrated to the highest good of what whoever is on this call in all lines of time, space, and beyond. And so I'm just going to notice what is showing up and what is coming in, as what is wanting to connect. You will find, if you're driving, I would highly recommend that you do not be driving, but listen to the replay later. You will receive what is right for you. It's just very magical because it is quantum principles in the quantum field. And I'm only able to narrate a small amount of what actually happens. Mm-hmm. So you may be experiencing something totally different. I have many people that say they fall asleep. That's really good, actually. You don't need to stay awake because what is happening is old software is being uninstalled and new software is coming in, very much with the ascension frequencies and also calibrated with the full moon energy. So it's just magical. First of all, I just wanted to say something more about Christ consciousness, and I just want to take a swig of water here. There we go.
I was just going to say, this is why we're doing this at the end of the call, because we know that some of you might fall asleep, because it is quite powerful.
Yes. And I want to say that make sure that you drink a lot of water in the next few days, more than you would normally drink, keeping the energy flowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really useful. And I just wanted to state about Christ consciousness, and this has nothing to do with a religion. The Christ consciousness is the awareness of human that knows itself to be divine and the divine that knows itself to be human. Okay, so in other words, there's no separation. So we are here embodying that. And we are all at different levels of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So are we ready to embark on this?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's helpful if you either lay down or have your spine as straight as you can and just relax. And take a couple deep breaths and begin to bring yourself in from the day. If you haven't already, if you just joined us, begin to gather yourself. And I'm noticing the magnetic energy of the heart that is allowing this, like the magnetic energy of your heart. And I'm getting a picture right now of the earth, and we're all joining from different areas around the world. And I'm just seeing like everyone like sitting in a lotus position. That's the image I'm getting right now. It's really beautiful. Like all the way around the earth. And the earth is just being bathed from your heart flame. And just take a couple slow, deep breaths right through the heart, in and out. And just simply let go. Let go of all of what you may be experiencing. If you're experiencing some emotion right now, if you're experiencing some anger, just let yourself be okay with it. In other words, you don't need to do anything or try and change anything. Just allow and let go. And feel your connection right now with Divine Source Energy, the Galactic Central Sun, Sun Beyond Sun. Just feel your connection without leaving your body, like a ray of the light coming down and noticing each of your cells, of your physicality. And each of your cells are bringing in this light, which is activating the light within you. All of the little cells are mini torsion fields. They're all spinning and vibrating. And they're moving into a coherent, harmonic state right now. And through your central column, dropping down into the heart, and then going much deeper, much lower, connecting into the center of Gaia's heart. All the way into the crystalline core. And so I'm noticing you're sitting like in this lotus position. Reminds me of Yoda. I'm seeing Yoda right now, so that's really interesting. I'm seeing Yoda, yeah, like this lotus position sitting in this, and you're like this bridge from these energies coming in, the celestial library energies of as above, and then so below, the energies coming in from the earth. Just asking the endocrine system and the nervous system to recalibrate and to align with the chakras, seven chakras in the body, seven light body chakras. And then moving into a unified field configuration. Noticing a single point of light at the field of the heart. And this light is beginning to expand outward in 360-degree directions. I'm just going to pause for a moment while this occurs. There we go. And the I Am Presence, your I Am Presence starts to surround you in this beautiful circle energy of light. And it's like a spoke of a wheel, like you're in the center and this the I Am is around the wheel around you. And if you begin to look at your I Am as a placeholder of consciousness, even though it is a being in the container, much like your body, that you have the lungs and the heart and the skin and so forth, it's a container of one. Your I Am Presence consists of many different placeholders of consciousness within this team. Begin to look at it as a team. There's an I Am member that will help you with relationships, one that helps you with your work. It's all part of the energy. Different facets, like a diamond, if you were to look at the facets. So different facets light up for different things. Begin to just feel the support from your I Am. And this recognition of, wow, I know this energy with me. Noticing an expansion right now. Oh, there's a little bit of a clearing through the spinal column, and the heart is opening. I'm noticing the back of the heart opening first. And then the front of the heart. I'm noticing this really large bullfrog right in front of me, and it's really bright green. And so am I really seeing this? Well, it's information. If you look at light as information. But the archetype of bullfrogs is about cleansing. And it reminds me of the spring peepers in Wisconsin. We hear this beautiful song from the frogs in the spring. And it's really unique. It's only in the spring that we hear the spring peepers. I'm hearing that right now. I'm seeing this pyramid energy coming in, and I'm seeing it's violet, and I'm seeing that energy like it's like a nesting pyramid. There's like a pyramid, and then there's another pyramid below it, and I'm seeing it two-dimensionally. But I'm seeing it's like nested. And it, beautiful. And then now I'm seeing through this pyramid, and right in the center is this, looks like just this ray of light that's coming in from the top of this. There's this orange flower. And it's starting to change, and it's starting to starting to spin. Okay, and when I notice everyone that's listening, I'm noticing this is happening within your own spinal column. Like there's a kundalini activating a lot at the sacral chakra and at the root chakra. I'm noticing a little of fear patterns released from the root chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like 20 patterns right now clear. Okay, tone coming in. Taking a deep breath. Ooh. I'm noticing dolphin energy. Really working with the lower, I want to say that lower body, the upper thighs, like moving that energy out. I'm seeing a lot of like in a violet torsion field, a lot of violet energy coming in. And it feels like what we're doing collectively is shifting some of this fear that's on the fear of uncertainty and what's happening, whether it's in our own individual lives and for the planet as well. And I'm noticing the energy of Shungite pyramids. And this is also clearing out some of this electromagnetic static that is occurring. There we go. I'm noticing this moving on up now, the upper chakras. Oof. Oh, there we go. Soul star chakra starting to activate right above your head. Recalibrate. Harmonize. A causal chakra clearing out old karmic patterns that are no longer useful. It's not only for you, but for the through the grids of the earth collectively. And I'm noticing galactic dragons coming in, a lot of fire dragons. Moving that residue out. Moving that around. And I'm noticing the ley lines of the earth now are starting to pulsate. And I'm seeing they're white. Like as I'm seeing, it's like I'm seeing way high the picture of all of the beings sitting in a lotus position around the earth. And I'm seeing the galactic grids around the earth starting to really light up and pulsate. And I'm seeing beams of light going into certain areas around the globe. I'm seeing golden dragons coming up. It's like they're coming from the earth and up, and they're moving around. It's really beautiful gold, a lot of gold. And I'm seeing the light expand through the energy of the heart field. Just like the heart is opening, I'm seeing crystalline white light. But it has that all of the rays through that, like the opalescent light, like the mother of pearl. And I'm seeing nature really expand and like interface with everyone. Nature is expanding and activating as well. I'm seeing the animals receiving this light. And I'm noticing the beams of light. This what I'm noticing in the heart field before is now beaming into the grids, into the earth, each of you. Each of you have your own unique key tone and key code that you have incarnated and brought forth. No more playing small. You are a multidimensional master of light, here to bridge your divine uniqueness here now, your divine expression here now. And I'm noticing the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Ariel, around holding space sacred. I'm noticing Archangel Metatron above and Archangel Sandalphon, who is Metatron's brother below. Like Metatron is above the earth and Sandalphon is below the earth. Anchoring this in now. Tone coming in. Thank you to the magnetite, the pyrite, the hematite, the crystalline beings that are grounding this energy in. grounding. The energy of Capricorn, the energy of Taurus. There we go. Moving this down, stepping this down, allowing this to be congruent within your 3D day-to-day space and reality. A lot is happening at the pineal gland as you are being activated and throughout the other endocrine glands. Noticing the thyroid and the thymus each activating. The thyroid with the throat chakra about speaking your truth, also receiving the communication. Just taking a deep breath, noticing the lotus flower now open fully in the heart. And I can literally smell the fragrance. So taking a few deep breaths as we begin to acknowledge our 3D space and the divinity of who we are in our expansiveness, in our expressiveness. That we are already a master. In utilizing the awareness of a divine that knows itself to be human, and human that knows itself to be divine. Your I Am presence is a sacred doorway for all other consciousnesses. It is the CEO of your life. It is you. Beginning to feel your feet, beginning to bring awareness to your feet, opening up those chakras in the feet, the chakras in the hands, placing your hand once again on your heart if that feels right, and just stating the energy, I am here now. I am fully embodied now. And just begin to bring yourself consciously back if you are very deep. At the count of three, we'll be back into full consciousness, feeling rejuvenated, revitalized, integrated, and grounded. And this is going to continue for 5 days. This activation is going to continue. So you want to notice what's different, not what's the same. Going to continue repatterning and integrating. You can go to sleep at night and just place your hands over your heart and just say, I am. And you can ask to be taken to the temples of rejuvenation. I'm hearing the temples of grace. And just to be asked to be ministered to in your sleep. So 5 days, be gentle with yourself. And notice what you notice. Notice what's different. And give yourself a stretch. Whoa. And I would definitely take a sip of water. If you're feeling really fatigued, I would recommend that you may want to take some sea salt in, wet your finger, and just take a little salt in. Kind of helps you balance your field. This is really, really deep work. And it's going to continue. And
absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, drink lots of water. I was at the end, I was like sweating. You know, it's starting to balance now a little bit, but
nice.
Sweating, total sweat.
Yeah,
it's like
yes, just bringing some harmonizing and integrating here. There we go. Yeah, they're sweating. Wow, like almost like I'm getting the like purging, stepping out of bodies. Yeah. My kitty was at the door too. She was like scratching and like, do I go let her in? Do I, you know, like, she wanted to be told. Now she's really quiet. So.
Oh, good. No, that was awesome. Thank you so much. How's everybody else doing? Are you guys back, or you guys fall? But did you fall asleep? I had to stay awake.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was so nice. Oh my goodness. And I love what you said at the very end about we can ask to be taken at nighttime while we're sleeping to the temples of rejuvenation and the temples of grace.
Yes.
Right. That's what you said, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was brilliant. Thank you so much. And I love how there was like so many different guides and beings of light with us, at the masters with us.
Yeah.
And the angels. Yeah, there were so many.
We are being helped so much. At no other time are we being helped as much as we are not right now. I mean, it's just, there's nothing that you ever have to do alone. You have to ask, because they will not just, you know, I have to utilize your free will.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's
absolutely.
Even opening up a jar, even if it's opening up a jar, you know, it's just, for everything.
Wow. Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't even think to ask the angels or the guides to help me to open up a jar, but that, sometimes it's the little things, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. And obviously drink some water. I need to drink some more water as well. Wow. Thank you so much, Kim. That was so lovely. Such a powerful call with all of the questions from the callers. So many different energies and healing processes that you brought in and techniques for all of us. So thank you. I'm just trying to remember all the different ones that, you know, that you brought in.
It was a lot, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot, yeah. And I just want to remind everyone, too, about the two special offers that Kim has, Package A and Package B. And Package B includes the transformational session, the holographic transformational session with Kim. They're available at alara.at/show/Kim. So please do take a look at those, see which one resonates with you. And take advantage of, you know, of the offers. And, you know, I was thinking too, especially with package A and B, but in the, you know, package A has the one track about toning, right?
Yeah.
Your own voice. And so when you start to do that, you know, it's not just about healing what's going on with you, but it starts to open up your throat chakra even more. And so a lot of people I know who start to do things like that, they start to channel more as well, right?
Yes.
Light language or guides.
Yep. And always do so through your I am present as like a firewall. It's like a firewall.
Right.
You know, if you will. So, yeah.
Yep.
And it talks about that on there.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's like, huh. So some of you may want to go to sleep. So Amy was saying, beautiful call, beautiful energy. And Rebecca was saying that was beautiful, but the process. Harry was saying, thank you. Jennifer was saying, amazing, tingly all over. Linda's saying, wow, oh, wow, wonderful experience, beautiful, light and love. I will be buying package B. Awesome, Linda. And I wonder what that will change for you, right? So what else is possible, right? So thank you. And obviously I need to drink some water as well, because my throat chakra is, you know, something's happening there. It's a little bit, you know, shifting and changing, which is great, because, you know, a lot of stuff was brought up on this call, whether I'm not sure if some of you recognized it or not, but a lot of the stuff that was talked about brought up a lot of stuff for myself, you know, so... You know, I wonder what that, you know, brings up for you and what kind of healing you received or transformation you received just being on this call as you are listening to and receiving the energies and frequencies from all the different people who were asking questions. So I know for myself, I was. And so I'm so grateful. So I'm so grateful to all of you who asked questions. I'm so grateful to all of you for your comments and feedback. And I know we didn't get to everybody, and I apologize. I apologize for that. But yeah, brilliant call. Thank you so much, Kim. We'll definitely have to have you back on.
I would love it. I would love it. It was delightful. And I love each and every one of you. And trust who you are.
Exactly. Trust who you are. I love that. Thank you. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. It is Easter weekend. So for those of you who may be celebrating, happy Easter. be gentle with yourself, because I know around this time there's a lot of energies going on, heavy and sometimes fear-based and so on. So just be gentle with yourself. And do take that bath, the Epsom salt bath with the sea salt, you know, just as a preventative, but just to cleanse and clear your energy field and aura even more, especially around this time, okay? All right, so, and drink lots of water, and be gentle. All right, everyone, so thank you, thank you, and thank you again, Kim. Just absolutely loved it. Yeah, wow. So the email will be out a little bit later for the replay and so on. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, radiant health, and so much ease and joy. Be safe this weekend. Please, if you're traveling, please be safe. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye for now.